This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program, the inside world of what's going on. Do you have time for us today? Do you have a little extra money? You can send us some. send your check for a dollar. That feels like the begathons on PBS, right, ladies? They're always
just
send your.
I'm just looking for a lottery ticket. You don't have to send cash. Just send Mega Millions.
Right. Yeah. 700 and something, however many. Yeah. Are we asking that question on social media? As a matter of fact, Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. So that's one of the questions we're following, right, on our social media.
Yeah, it is. If anybody's planning to play, and right now, I mean, so far, everyone's kind of like, yeah, absolutely, duh. Yeah. I always forget until after the fact, and I'm like, oh gosh, darn it.
Yeah, really. Well, but wherever you are,
when is the next drawing? That's actually the most important information.
It was one last night for Mega Millions. I think it's Powerball is tonight, isn't it?
Mega Millions is again
twice
tomorrow.
A week for each of them, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So but
where you are,
the big one.
See, if you were to go to a rural New Jersey location and buy a ticket, you probably got a better chance, Victoria, than in like Newark. Nobody ever wins from Newark or New York or Boston.
I feel like no one ever wins from New Jersey in general.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's punishment for living in New Jersey.
Thanks.
Anybody ever win in California, Jennifer? I don't think anybody
ever
wins.
Yeah, but a lot of people win at like rando places. Like one of the most popular places to get a ticket is when you're driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. There's a place called Baker. And Baker is where Bun Boy is and the world's largest thermometer. And when you stop there, a lot of people go to this one convenience store because it's had, like, multiple lottery winners. So they're always the out-of-the-way places. Not that Baker is out of the way because it's very much in the way between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. But, yes, it's in the way, but it's also not in a populated place. Very few people live in Baker.
Right. All right. And so, Jay, you're down in Nashville, and Nashville is probably a pretty good place to buy a ticket, right?
I feel like probably not Nashville proper. You got to go to the surrounding areas. You have to go right above the state line, maybe into somewhere in Kentucky. Mm. It's like going to be a hidden gem somewhere in there. Maybe I'm just going to pack my family in the car, go on a road trip, and go around a bunch of places buying
tickets. Yeah, there you go. Help yourself to some tickets. Today is National Dress Up Day. Do you know that, ladies? National Dress Up Day is, Dress Up Your Pet Day. Celebrating.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just Dress Up Day because no one does that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. I used to dress up every day. I don't know. I don't look bad,
No, you look great.
Are you wearing heels? No, I've been wearing flats and boots this entire winter. I feel like I've given up. I used to wear heels every day. And that's why I ask, because I know that you always got like very dolled up every day, and you would wear heels, and so I don't know anyone who still wears heels.
I've given up on life, Victoria.
My friend said, I don't even wear shoes anymore, at all. She just doesn't wear shoes all day.
The world is sort of watching to a point, or if you believe the news media, the world is looking at America because of the inauguration next week, because of Trump being impeached again. I think most of the world doesn't even know what impeachment is. But we all are at this point aware of what's going on and what will happen. I thought it was interesting. Some of the people who are Trump supporters have claimed that this is all Robert De Niro's fault or Madonna's fault. Yeah, because Madonna, well, the Hollywood anti-Trump sentiment and them beating the drums all the time. You got to get rid of him, yada, yada, yada.
De Niro, you could make an argument that, yes, he's been, like, kind of crazy and out there, but I haven't heard
crazy.
Madonna.
Yeah, he has been crazy, but
Madonna called for Trump to be killed, that people should storm the White House and kill him. Yeah, a couple of years ago at a Women's March, I think it was. Yeah.
Good God.
That's what's making people nuts, because we've heard that. We're not idiots. We've heard people say those things. Yep. Trump said less, and, you know, all of this goes his way. So it's just, I don't know. We've got to get more consistent, and we've got to stop calling to kill people that don't agree with us.
Jennifer, what I'm confused about, maybe you can help me and everybody listening, McConnell's point on this. What is his view on impeachment?
He said he doesn't know how he will vote, number one. He says that he would have to see, that he'd have to see a trial unfold. I think he's kind of doing this strategically because he knows that Chuck Schumer is going to be considered the majority leader, even though it's going to be a 50-50 split. So soon, Mitch McConnell will be the minority leader. And so now you have a couple of choices.
Well, wait a minute. Why is he automatically, even though I'm not a fan, I don't like either one of them, why can't there be co-chairman or something so that McConnell...
Well, that's how I think it should be, but because if there is a tie, Kamala Harris would be the tiebreaker as the vice president, so they consider then Chuck Schumer to have the majority.
But who's they? What are the people who are members of the Senate saying?
Typically, when this happened before, I think I talked to you about it. It was actually great. When it happened before, because it was a 50-50 split, they decided to split the committee assignments. They split the responsibilities right down in half.
Are they going to do that this time?
Oh, I can't imagine that that's going to happen.
No. Well, how do they get away with it? If it's 50-50,
the Democrats are technically the majority. Right.
How are they? Is Kamala Harris going to sit in on every meeting? She's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, when it's a 50-50 when it's a split, she
right.
comes in and votes.
And when
Pence
and it
would do
the same
it right
thing.
Now too, right? If it was a 50-50 split, Pence
I understand
would
that.
And then Republicans.
But why does that predicate
right.
who are the chairman of these various committees or how many members there are? I think this is outrageous. It should be 50-50.
Where have you been? This is how it is.
There's no way Democrats are going to give that up because they want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to end the filibuster. So they're not going to give up the opportunity to make it 50-50. It's just not going to happen.
I don't think they're getting it too far with, well, maybe the state thing. I think Puerto Rico actually should be a state.
Why do you even want to be a state?
Well, I don't blame them after the last.
Well, after they've been, yeah, the way they've been treated.
Maybe.
Geez.
I understand that, too. Anyway.
You were asking something more important than that. Oh, about the Senate and where it happens. Oh, about McConnell. So what's going to happen now is that Chuck Schumer is going to have to decide whether he wants to prioritize the impeachment of Trump, even though he's already been already left office, or if he wants to confirm the nominees of Joe Biden. It is going to be very difficult for them to do both things. They're trying to figure out if the parliamentarian would give them permission to try to do two sessions of the Senate, but they're going to have to pick one or the other. And one is going to be much more damaging to their agenda than the other, because remember, people are judged on their first 100 days in office. This will shut down Joe Biden's chance at a successful first 100 days in office if the focus of the Senate is on impeachment. So I think McConnell is saying, you know what, I'll let them decide, because he thinks strategically it'll make them make the hard decision. So,
All right, so if that's the case, I haven't seen too much publicity. I asked about this, I think I've asked about it since last week. If the president did what he could to calm people down, wouldn't that be a good sign? Isn't that his job? And apparently he has said publicly there can be no violence.
He released a video.
Peaceful transition.
That was absolutely fantastic. He released it on Wednesday. It's too bad he decided to do it. It would have been much more helpful had he done it last week.
Yeah.
But I think that people, I don't think it's too late, because there are threats of violence on the inauguration. I don't think it's too late. I think it could have been earlier.
But don't you think, though, that
strongly condemned it?
Right, and he did, and I do think it was too late. But don't you think, though, that people who are already in that mindset, I'm just putting myself, if I'm this, like, zealot, and I'm going to the inauguration, and then puts out a video and says, don't do it, we don't want violence, in my mind, I'm probably thinking, oh, they got to him. He's just saying that. They forced him to say it. I think zealots are still going to do crazy things.
I think the people, and that's why I don't blame President Trump for the attack. People who are on the extreme are on the extreme no matter what. So that's why I don't think that you can hold him personally accountable for all of the bad action that happened, because I don't think he ever called for it. People are going to do what they're going to do if they're crazy and they're extremists. And we've seen it now on both sides of the aisle, and we've seen it unfold multiple times in the country over the past year. So it's too bad. That one person can't fix it, but I do think the message yesterday was a good one from President Trump, at least, you know, moving forward. I don't know how much it helps. I don't know if anybody's going to listen to the message on either side of the aisle, but I think that it was the right tone that he struck.
You know, one of the dumbest things, this is me, all of us have our own thoughts. Doug Steffen says, when I saw that there was some sort of a post from AOC about Blue Lives Mattering, I thought to myself, my God, can't you come up with something? What? Where does that go? Has it, we have black lives, blue lives, red lives, green lives, white lives. What is this?
Where, well, she also said that she thought the Capitol Police were there to kill her. So
yeah, but I mean, who thinks like that?
Well, I think a lot of people were very scared and in that moment didn't know what was going to happen. And then
that's
later on,
immaturity speaking.
That's not immaturity, Doug. That's,
yes, it is.
No, it's
AOC
Doug,
is immature.
You have never been okay. Forget about AOC. If I was in that situation and this and everyone is huddled on the floor and we saw all the video and you don't know what's going to happen, maybe there's a bomb in the building. There were two bombs in the building. Maybe we're going to be taken hostage. Well, there were plans for people to be taken hostage. There was a noose outside saying, hang Mike Pence. I don't think that it's an overreaction from anyone saying, I didn't know if I was going to live through it.
There was a noose
that said,
hang Mike Pence? I didn't see that one.
They constructed a noose outside.
Who did that?
The people who were at the riots. There were pictures everywhere. Look at, there was a wooden frame with a noose. This was not a spur of the moment thing. You don't just hang
Pence
a noose.
Pence was supposed to be one of the good guys with the protesters.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No one knew who was the real target. And I don't think it's an overreaction from anybody to say they weren't sure if they were going to make it out alive.
And this is further point that it wasn't incited by Donald Trump during that speech because they had already breached the Capitol when they were there with all of that stuff.
There's a wooden frame like out of a movie, like a full-on constructed wooden frame, gallows, with a noose. That's not spur of the moment, oh, let's just swing by Ace Hardware on the way.
No, let's not do that. Let's do something with your body that will help you out a whole heck of a lot. It's cold around most of the country. People staying inside anyway because of the pandemic, so you're breathing in the same air in your house over and over and over and over again. How about you make sure that the air you're breathing is not necessarily clean, but cleansed by your own filter system in your sinuses, in your nose. Get the Navage system of nasal care. Good, Doug. Navage nasal care. No drugs, all natural, and very refreshing. Very good at cleansing your nose, which is the gateway to your body. Get the product at Navage.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hello, hello. 23 after the hour. Welcome to the real world of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug, and a happy and a hello to Carla Berner Sifford, who's on the DJV Facebook page at the moment, as is Susie Santo and Greg Donahoe and some other people as well. Wendy Battles, I see her there. Al McEwen, all liking and participating. That's good. Facebook.com/DJV Show. And at Twitter and Instagram, it's at DJV Show. And Jay brings us up to date on some very important happenings on our social media right after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
There you go. 24 after the hour on the DJV program, so we're just chuckling here. I have a friend request on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DJV/DougStefan. A guy from China sent me a friend request. And I don't know, you know, how do I know how to pronounce his name? I was looking at the caricatures that are Chinese. And Victoria offered the following sage advice. Would you like to repeat that, Victoria?
Don't click on it. Which is what I say to you all the time, every day. Don't click on that. Don't click on that. Mm-hmm. You're like a toddler. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. It's like the same thing.
No, I'm smart about it for the most part. I mean, this is on Facebook. Not that it should be any different there, but have you ever, what's the most exotic, either the two of you, Victoria or Jay, most exotic friend request that you've gotten on any of the social media that you are on or monitor? You're not on Facebook anymore, Victoria, anyway.
No.
I would say the most exotic
would be like just an ex-boyfriend that I haven't talked to in 10 years.
Really?
That's exotic.
Yeah. There you go. What about you, Jay?
Guam.
Somebody in Guam?
Yeah.
We're heard in Guam on K57 every day.
Hey, look at that.
Nighttime. It's actually nighttime there, so we're on there in the nighttime. But yeah,
have you been to Guam? You've been to Guam, right?
Twice. Yes, been twice.
There's a military base there, right?
Very big one. Anderson
Air
Force
there's
base.
A movie that, I don't know, Jay, if you saw it, with Cat Graham. It was on Netflix. It was called The Christmas, Operation Christmas Drop. It was on. It was really, really cute. It was new this year. And it was all filmed there, and it is so beautiful. It just made me, I don't know
if you can
like, how
get
far
by
Guam
the snakes
is,
hanging from the trees and the telephone poles and the caskets, because they have no, there's no soil. It's all on coral, and it's just water under everything. So they bury everybody on top of the ground. So you drive down the main street, and you see all these caskets, concrete caskets on the side of the road.
Well, it's like New Orleans.
Very, you know, very welcoming. All right, so Jay, what do we have working that we need people's attention on?
Well, it is National Dress Up Your Pet Day, and of course we want to see photos of fur babies dressed in clothes. Who doesn't want to see that? So post them, facebook.com/DJVShow. Of course, if you put them on Instagram or Twitter, just tag us at DJVShow. Do you guys dress your pets up? Victoria, do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have two dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys dress your dogs up?
Yeah, well, for winter coats and stuff, yeah. I actually just got them these two little matching plaid coats, and it's so, so cute. So for their new winter coats are adorable.
Yeah, I don't do that. I have a sweater for Daisy, but I don't use it very much because it hadn't been that cold, actually. 28 after the hour.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
Call 800-715-5923. That's 800-715-5923. Again, 800-715-5923. That's 800-715-5923.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS Consumer Access.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a mostly partisan vote, the House voted to impeach President Trump after he leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, tells Fox News this simply hurts America.
It will divide the country. It will incite violence. To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country.
The 232-197 vote was only supported by 10 Republicans. In a tweet Wednesday evening, President-elect Joe Biden reminds senators of other urgent business of this nation. The Los Angeles Times is reporting a reputed longtime member of the Mexican Mafia, the Prison Gang, was shot and killed at a California homeless encampment over the weekend. 64-year-old Samuel Villalba was found unresponsive on Sunday evening with multiple gunshot wounds to the upper torso in an encampment near the 91 freeway in Long Beach. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, got that email finished. Thank you very much. It's 34 after the hour. Thursday, the 14th of January, you have found the good guys on the radio. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's a good guy, but, you know, that's one thing, though, that does drive me nuts. I shouldn't refer to us as the good guys. That when I go to a restaurant, the waitress comes over and says, hey, what do you guys want for dinner? I'm very rarely by myself. I usually have a woman with me, whether it be my daughter or somebody that's a friend or whatever it is. And I usually look at them and I say, yes, I'm the guy at the table and this lady over here would also like to order as well. And of course they look at me, it's kind of like giving me a straw. That's one of the other things that sends me over the edge. Funny how little things send you over the edge, isn't it, huh? Especially when there are so many big things that should send you over the edge. I don't want to use a plastic straw. I don't want to be given one. I don't want you to put them out for anybody else in your restaurant. You shouldn't be serving plastic straws. You should be using plastic straws, period, end of story. So, anyway, those are silly little things that happen. Speaking of food, little food news here. Look at these recalls. Wow, this is interesting. Weiss ice cream. I don't know this brand. Victoria, maybe they sell it down where you are. Weiss company has ice cream and cookies and stuff. And apparently they have...
I think it's a national brand, but...
Pennsylvania, Maryland,
really...
Virginia, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and West Virginia is where most of their customers are.
Yeah, I don't really buy ice cream, truthfully. I mean, if I do, it's usually just Ben & Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs. But I don't know. Maybe this is like a store-type brand. But it's a pretty big recall, and apparently few people have already had incidents where they've crunched down on the metal. Yeah,
can you imagine that?
No.
It's like, you remember the story of the woman who bit into a rat's head in a McDonald's or a Wendy's hamburger? You know, that kind of stuff. Good
Gross.
God, how does that... So you got to wonder, if those things get recognized, what the heck else is in that stuff that you're eating, no matter where? Maybe there's no such thing as purity anymore in anything. Here's the dog food recall of the week.
This one's really serious, yeah.
Midwestern Pet Foods expanding its call. Some of the products that have apparently caused a number of deaths. Unsafe levels of aflatoxin, which is mold, basically. So the statement from the FDA says that 70 dogs have died, 80 are sick. It's called Sport Mix Pet Food. That sounds like an awful cheap brand. Do you know anything about it? I don't buy cheap.
I don't know anything about it, but it is it's a small family business. I believe they're out of, like, Indiana. Yeah. They've never had a recall before. This is the first one.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and the fact that 70 dogs have died from this. But see, this is part of the problem. If you're a dog owner, we're all dog owners here on the show, you have to look at the ingredients. Your dog does not need to eat corn. Your dog doesn't need to eat grains. These are filler ingredients. And this mold grows on the corn and the grain. And then then your dog eats it. And over time, it builds up toxins in their body and it kills them. It's just, you have to really be careful. There's so much junk in dog food.
I just think that you get what you pay for, especially in that department. You buy cheap food. People say, well, I don't have enough money. Well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have a dog. If you can't take care of them well, then and maybe that sounds a little harsh, but I think that if you can't take care of the dog, then by giving the dog the best that you can do, the dog's always going to do the best it can for you. So I would think that it would be in your best interest and the dog, really care about the dog. You're going to do the best you can for the dog. Here's a fancy layered ice cream cake. I don't remember this because I usually...
about this yesterday, the Viennetta. I remember I said I wish Jen was here. Yeah,
oh, Jennifer, right, yeah. Exactly.
This was her fancy dessert in her
house.
Yeah,
right, okay. So remind me to ask Jennifer about that when next we see her. I see your pal, Mr. Yang, has formally announced his run for mayor of New York, right? Andrew Yang?
I wouldn't call him my pal.
Well, New York.
I think that he's a smart guy. I liked his commentary once, on various networks about what was happening with the election. But he's also issued some really tone-deaf tweets that my friends who are living in Manhattan, where he wants to be the mayor, and he's complaining, I have to do phone calls, and my wife has to do phone calls, and we have two kids, and we live in a three-bedroom apartment. And every single New Yorker's going, yeah, welcome to the last year of our lives, Andrew Yang. And people like him. He's polling well, but he's got to stop with, this is so difficult, no one else is going through this in Manhattan. Every family is going through that. Every couple is working from home. Every child is at home. I mean, come on. He's got to be a little more aware.
I would think so, under the circumstances. Jessica Campbell, she was in the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon.
I heard about this.
Died at the age of 38. She looks like a fairly nice, pleasant-looking young lady. What in the world happened to her?
I don't know.
Like somebody that you'd like to have living next door to you.
I'm not
Freaks
sure
and
what
geeks,
happened to her.
Safety of objects, other things. She was the vengeful student body candidate in the comedy Election, which came out in 1999. One of the first movies that Reese Witherspoon. Do you have a trouble with her name?
I can see why some people do. I'm just I've grown up saying her name, I feel like, so I don't know. But, it's sad. I don't know what happened to the girl, but Reese Witherspoon posted a lovely tribute online to her.
Yeah. I think...
I think Matthew Broderick did, too. He was in Election. He was the other star of that movie.
We didn't mention Lady Gaga singing the national anthem at the inauguration, did we? We did the Tom Hanks talk. to the 90s.
I did not know that. If that's I did not know that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Great.
Now, isn't it amazing? You actually found something out by listening to me. Woo-hoo.
I know. I'm marking down the date and time.
Thank you. All right. I started talking about Jeff Bezos a couple of days ago, and I didn't get to the punchline, as Victoria so often reminds me. I started talking about something else that he did, fact that Amazon is buying a bunch of used 767s from Delta and American to start a fleet of planes to deliver their packages like FedEx does and UPS does. So I got off on that, and I didn't get to one of the things that I saw that I thought was fascinating, and I'd not heard before, that he, Mr. Bezos, and his company, as the richest man in the world, he's going to start a movement to build rocket ships that can go into near-Earth orbit and build space stations so we can move industry into orbit. That is bringing products, making products, repairing them. He wants Amazon to start repairing the products that it sells. Like when you get a bad cell phone, whatever it is, instead of bringing it someplace, send it to Amazon, and they're going to fix it for you. I guess there are,
it's about
that,
time. They're making more and more stuff that's branded, you know, under the Amazon umbrella.
But doing it in space? Okay, imagine this. He's got his 767, so the Prime van comes to your house. Just follow this through for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The Prime van comes to your house and picks up a box that has in it an iPhone that doesn't work. Okay, so truck brings it to the regional warehouse. They put it on a 53-foot trailer, and they bring it to some place wherever it is their hubs are. I don't think they've established hubs yet for their airplanes. So they bring the stuff to an airplane. It brings it to some place in Florida where it's going to be put on a rocket ship and sent up into near-Earth orbit, which is 240, 250 miles out. Same as the International Space Station, and there are people living on this space station whose job is going to be to fix products that Amazon sells.
I don't think 2-day shipping is included in that, though.
No,
that's
I don't.
They're going to run into some problems.
A little problem, but the company is called Blue Origin. It is devoted to the industrialization of space. And with that, he also hopes to use what he is able to build there to help protect the planet. I don't know, with all that space junk out there, how he's going to protect the planet, but he says he wants to use the same technology to fight climate change. So, does that make... I think I get that we have a problem, we got to do something about it, but I'm more interested in what they're going to fix. How are they going to do that whole thing of bringing things out? But, you know, it's imaginable. Maybe the fact that he's talking about it, I don't know where the Chinese are in the space race. They've set up a number of rockets. Didn't they talk last year about wanting to go back to the moon and trying to beat us? We're supposed to go to the moon again, 2024? And they want to get there by 2023 so that they can own the moon. The Chinese government has said it wants to own the moon. There you go, boys and girls. Something else to think about. In the moment that we're in, I guess I'm thinking about people who are in business. Is a very nice story about an 89-year-old billionaire and what he's doing with his money. I'll tell you that story after a few words of interest and import, including a reminder about using Calitrin as a tool for losing weight, keeping the weight off, but it's also marvelous for other things, like getting a great night's rest. Victoria will tell you every night before she goes to bed, she takes these capsules. It helps you in all kinds of ways. It's a very straightforward, scientifically proven sort of combination of collagen protein, which your body needs to survive, and digestive enzymes that make your system work much more efficiently, and that is to burn off the fat. That's what those things are in there for. And you may not be interested too much in the formula. What you're interested in is getting it to work for you so that you can lose the weight and, most importantly, keep it off. And that's what the program does. Go to toploss.com, if you please, and see they're all. I always, every day I get a different notice from Calitrin as to what the special of the day is or the special of the week. a reminder that they are always on top of things. For example, the most recent one that I got yesterday is a little New Year's promotion. Go get your new body, basically. Take your health back this year. Calitrin will help you by giving you the tools to keep the weight off. So check it all out. Go to toploss.com. See the stories of the people who have lost 10 pounds, 20 pounds. Here's a guy who went from a size 42 to a size 32 in 6.5 months. And he says, as you can imagine, he feels much better. All right, so that's the story. Calitrin, buy it at toploss.com. When you buy, use the discount code DJV for the best prices, the best markdowns. You buy one and you get another one free. That's the deal, plus free shipping. DJV code at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so here's the story, Victoria, of Chuck Feeney. He's a New Jerseyite, 89 years old, comes from Elizabeth, New Jersey, born to blue-collar Irish parents during the Depression. He worked as an Air Force radio operator in the Korean War. He began selling duty-free alcohol to Navy men when he was in the service, and that got him into what his lifelong business was. He owned all the duty-free shops in every airport in every country in the world.
Wow.
Worth $9 billion, giving it all away. Every penny of it. That was pretty amazing. Good luck to you, Mr.
Amazing.
10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I always like to hear the theme from James Bond. I like that bit in the post, right on the guitar. That's, let's see, who is that that's playing the guitar? I know who is, not Santo. I know who's playing this guitar. I got to think about it for a second. All right, while I think about it, Chuck is going to prepare to tell us the latest from the James Bond rumor mill right after this on the DJV Show.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes is
back.
It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
All right. So Al Viola is the name I was thinking about, Chuck. Probably not the most important fact you'll know today. But anyway, what's going on with the James Bond film that still is in the can?
Yeah, I mean, we play that because yesterday I talked briefly on the spot, and it bothered me that MGM Universal most likely will move the release date of No Time to Die, Daniel Craig's last entry, as James Bond, this $200 million James Bond movie, from April 2nd. Now it looks like they're going to move it to sometime in the fall due to still COVID risk concerns. And I started to contemplate and have a serious conversation with myself, which I do. Just think about this, and I know people have mixed feelings on vaccines, but if there was no vaccine, you have to believe that the theater industry and Broadway and all it, I mean, it would basically be over. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are. I mean, I think a lot of things would be over, and that would be one of them, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
well,
I guess
I hope Bond they push it back, yeah, because I want to see Bond in the theater. And
yeah,
I
mean,
you're
going
to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
You're going
yeah.
to
see.
There's no way to. There's no way going to sell that property as a break even. And you know, it's interesting the strategy, because they have, you know, released trailers to this Bond movie. But like, give an example, Steven Spielberg did a remake of West Side Story, which was supposed to come out at Christmas time, and they kicked it to next Christmas, 2021. But they did not release any footage whatsoever. And I think they did that for a reason, because they don't want people getting hyped up and then having the rug pulled out for such a long period of time. And I wonder psychologically, in terms of moviegoers, could that sort of hurt a final product where you see a lot of footage and you don't get to see it and you don't get to see it and you have to wait a long period of time versus you don't see any footage at all and it feels a little bit more fresh. You have thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, how do you define fresh, I think would be the question.
Well, right.
If you haven't seen it, it's fresh.
No, yeah, true, but like the No Time to Die, they've cut numerous trailers. You see stills all over the internet, so you have an idea what the story's about, where West Side Story, they released no trailer, no footage whatsoever, so it most people don't even realize that the release date will be kicked a year on West Side Story, but I think most people at this point have to realize that this Bond movie's been delayed. This will be probably the fourth time they've...
Yeah, pushed it back. Hey, listen, let me ask you about some of the current political stuff with regard to actors, movie stars like Robert De Niro, but there are many others who are weighing in politically. Do you think that it hurts or helps their career, or do you think they even care? Or, you know, when it comes right down to the idea of politics, I know it's hurt some people who are Republicans.
It's a good question. I do have an opinion on that. I would say that I'm just from my perspective, and I haven't seen or heard everything, but I think a lot of the high-profile people have really said nothing, to be honest with you. I think, and I said this to somebody the other day, give you an example, like somebody like Oprah Winfrey, who was very vocal and very in the limelight back in the day with certain opinions. She's really been
silent.
She said nothing. She said nothing, and it's a reason, because they don't want to lose their revenue.
No, they shouldn't.
And the reality is, you will. You will. I think De Niro at this point in his career, what does he care? I mean, he's going to be vocal. He has probably lost some of his, you know, fan support.
Yeah.
Does that make people not want to see The Irishman? I don't think so.
No.
If they want to see the product, they're going to watch the product.
To follow in that footsteps, Halle Berry has been interviewed, and the questioner was trying to get her to talk about whether, you know, the whole political thing, and instead she turned the attention to black role models for her when she was young as actresses, and the only person she could come up with was Diana Carroll as a black role model for her. I thought that was interesting, actually, and that it got to that
interesting
point.
Interesting times we're living in, Doug.
I've heard that, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry here with Victoria and Doug and Jay. 50.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.